It's a Friday on Hank.
Not necessarily the
news. Sound the bell.
Here we go.
Because here's the good news.
Not necessarily the news. Sometimes necessary. And right here, a Friday edition as we pretty much kind of spit out the news and subsequently fumble the stories a little bit. Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers, watching online, having fun in the comments section, no doubt already.
Not necessarily the news.
Yeah, speaking of spitting, Cowboys 24-20 losers last night. A game they really should have won to kick off the NFL football season. Season continues tonight in Brazil, actually, and it'll be Travis Kelce, Mahomes, and the Chiefs down there. I wonder if Taylor will take the trip down to Brazil. Last time she was there, she caused quite the scene. They'll take on the Chargers tonight, but the Cowboys lose game one against the Eagles. Of course, it started before it started. Arguably the Eagles' best player on defense, Jalen Carter, he just hawked to it right there on Dak Prescott. Well, it turns out, and we got this a little bit like fourth quarter news after the weather delay, which was over an hour, the Dak had actually, before that, he was the one that spit first. He was the first spitter. Billy was the second spitter. And then it turned into a Seinfeld episode there. So, and the comedy that we know and love is your Dallas Cowboys. They will try to continue to play the season. Hey, and they will play everybody tomorrow night. Heaven help you if you need to stop at a convenience store today.
Powerball.
Powerball jackpot. $1.7 billion, they say. Third largest prize in Powerball history. That is tomorrow night for the drawing. And at the rate it's selling, it could go easily to $1.8 billion. So your odds of winning are, kind of like the Cowboys. But keep trying.
Powerball.
Amen right there. Big Sheridan Universe news came out yesterday. First of all, the got to narrow it down when you talk about Yellowstone spinoffs, don't you? The Madison, that's the one with Michelle Pfeiffer. It's been filming also periodically around here. Well, that will add Kurt Russell to the cast. Man, everybody wants to work with Sheridan. And then Landman Season 2, the teaser trailer came out yesterday, too. We found out several things about it. First of all, it will debut Paramount Plus. That coming up, I believe, November 16th. That is a Sunday night. Billy Bob Thornton and company, and we figured out now and know what Sam Elliott will be doing there and the role he's playing. Sam Elliott added to Season 2 of Landman, and he will be playing Billy Bob Thornton's father. So I looked this up. Sam Elliott, 81, and Billy Bob's just turned 70. So he's 11 years older.
The dude abides.
And he's his dad. Well, speaking of, the Golden Bachelor is getting geared up to go. And, of course, 66-year-old Golden Bachelor for this particular season, Mel Owens. A month and a half ago, he brazenly announced that he's not interested in any ladies over 60. He tried to walk that back a little bit. It kicks off on September 24th on ABC. And they came out yesterday with the Golden Bachelorettes, the ladies who will compete on this season of the Golden Bachelor. Mel, the youngest, is 58. So, sorry about that.
Fuck to it.
We already seriously don't like this guy. But the first one was so likable, so I'm ready for a change-up. Here's a change-up. How about some golden boxers? Is that a thing? Mike Tyson will fight again next year because that went so well against Jake Paul. Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather will sign up for an exhibition fight in the spring. There's no word on exact date or location or who's going to even allow these two to fight and sanction the thing there. But Mayweather is 50-0 in his career. And Mayweather is 48 years old. Retired, obviously, several years ago. And Mike Tyson, by the time this fight happened, will be 59. Oh, boy. one guy that age never seems to affect. That's the great Willie Nelson, ladies and gentlemen. And he announced yesterday he's coming out with his 78th solo album. Willie Nelson's Working Man. Willie Sings Merle. It'll feature 11 Merle Haggard covers on that. Of course, they've teamed up in the past. But he'll be singing some of Merle's most beloved songs. Mama Tried, Okie. Of course, they teamed up Poncho and Lefty, Django and Jimmy, Last of a Breed. But that will be coming out soon, November 7th. Yeah, so another Willie album on the way. It's been a week of certainly engagements. Maybe more famous than yours truly, but either which way. This guy tried to, took an interesting approach for this proposal. On an easy jet flight to Spain, this guy gets up, makes his girlfriend get up right there in the aisle. Goes down to one knee on a flight to Spain, about midway through, and proposes, pops the question. Passengers recorded the proposal. She said yes. Many are questioning the choice of location of the proposal on that. I don't know about that, but I do think you do need an exit strategy just in case they say no. And then, I mean, they'll only let you stay in the lavatory for so long. That would have been an awkward flight home. And speaking of the other engaged to be married couple out there, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Yesterday, the band Foreigner posted an open letter on their socials asking, kind of offering their services to, hey, Taylor and Travis, we're available to play your wedding if you're so inclined. We would be happy to do it. We have about 40 years of experience. We'll send you our resume and our most recent album. Guys, a Foreigner, if Taylor says no to you, I know two jukebox heroes that could probably use your services.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.